I'm Glenn Robinson with Baylor Scott & White Health, and this is Business of Healthcare. Beginning in January 2019, Medicare patients may have greater access to their physicians between office appointments through telephone calls and video chats. That's because federal regulators overseeing the Medicare program will allow the government to begin paying healthcare providers for so-called virtual check-ins. These are 5 or 10 minute chats conducted by phone, video, or other communications technology between a patient and their physician or other qualified health professional. According to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Seema Verma, a lot of Medicare beneficiaries have difficulty getting to a doctor. In many cases, a virtual check-in could resolve patient concerns in a convenient manner that gets them the care they need and avoids unnecessary cost to the system. This is particularly an issue for the elderly and disabled populations where transportation can be a burden. Virtual visits are not intended to replace office visits, but rather augment them and provide new access points. Fewer than 1 million virtual check-ins are expected to be billed in the first year, but will eventually result in 19 million visits annually, according to government statistics. Many health systems are already doing phone check-ins as part of their care transition programs to reduce avoidable hospital readmissions. Most people are still unaware of telehealth services or are uncomfortable visiting a physician by telephone. However, nearly all patients who use telehealth say they would use it again, citing the convenience, shorter wait times, cost savings due to less travel, and increased access to specialists. This report and other episodes are available at kwbu.org. Business of Healthcare is a production of KWBU and Baylor Scott & White Health.